What
else? You have jaundice here?
What a jaundice. I remember one case of what a jaundice. That one case.
I guess after people died, what was it like then?
Well, they had hearses pulled by horses in Clinton, and they'd come out and get the corpse and carry them to the graveyard and the church and so forth. But So what, Eddie?
The magic.
Yeah, a lot of times they made their own cats. For a long time they made their own cats. But it got to where, and now, you know, they have funeral parlors and everything else.
But would a lot of people turn out and they would all dress in black? They were.
Oh, no, they go to funeral. No, maybe some immediate family dress in black or white or something like that. But yes, sir, and they always, the people would go to the funeral, country funeral. They always would go for that. You know, you'd have to go dig the grave, and we get the country people get together, go dig the grave.
For a year, a woman might stay
single,
you know, or in
black. Oh, well, not necessarily. Well, I could sometime, but maybe you'd see them out of church somewhere for a few months wearing black, but it didn't last too long. No. They do that yet. At times, you see black on the door, the people. Some kind of sign for sale.
But the people, when somebody was dressed in black, you knew the woman was in.
That's right, and you'd lost some of the family.
She was in mourning?
Right, yeah. Well, you'll see that occasionally now. Not much, but occasionally you'll see somebody wearing black.
And she's in
mourning, that's right.
Did you get to travel any when you were coming up? What was the first time you ever went anywhere?
Well, the first time I ever went anywhere, we had a basketball coach from over in Lafayette. And we had a good team. And we went to Baton Rouge on Friday and caught the train and went to a place called Canco. That's a big high school. It was a French, all French, mostly, but all French. And big. They were big. That was 1922. And we rode the train from early Saturday morning to about 2 o'clock. And they met us at Lafayette and came out 7-8 miles in the country to high school. And we beat them, too. Yeah, I never will forget that. I was a guard. I was the strongest man on the team. And they had big Frenchmen. And speak English, French. So, and I was coach, he was a Frenchman, all right, but he could speak English too.
Uh-huh.
And I was guarding a big old Frenchman, just getting ready to make a goal, and I hit him with my best and knocked him out in the court for 15 feet away. And he come back, you know, just a saying a whole lot to me, and I didn't know what he was saying. So after the game, I knew he was mad, but I hit him. I really hit him. But that's all in the game. And I went to apologize, you know, to tell him I didn't want to come over with him and make an enemy. And he got the shaking thing and popping off, and I couldn't hear what he said. So then I went and got our coach and went to that dress room, and he fixed the thing for me. He's the interpreter. He did it all right. But I never forget that. He was a big scoundrel, too. But that's the first trip I'd ever been in a place like that.
Did they have a lot of those people here, or any type of people like that?
Frenchmen. No, that was low country. There were very few Frenchmen in this country.
Yeah.
There were some few good men, but they didn't all talk English. Good English. But you can tell their language a little bit, though. Some of them nice. Some of them are good as English. But you go down below Baton Rouge, down in Sanctuary Parish, all down in the low country, man, it's French people.
What would y'all call them? What would people call them?
Cajuns.